University of Arkansas homecoming was this weekend, and the Razorbacks live mascot Tusk made his usual appearance. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda actually visited Tusk and his keepers near Dardanelle before this weekend, and she has this report.
Fayetteville may be the home of the Hogs, but the home of the main Razorback, as in the University of Arkansas's live mascot, is a farm near Dardanelle in Yale County. Tusk 4 is an approximately 300-pound Russian boar who lives on Keith Stokes' farm. Keith was raised in Arkansas, and his family has a long history with the state, as his grandfather was born here in 1880. Growing up, his family ran a poultry farm, and Keith always knew he wanted to be a farmer. When he finally got the chance, he became a hog farmer, which is how he came to be the caretaker of the university's mascot. Keith recalls that in the 90s, game attendance was low, and former athletic director Frank Broyles wanted to do something to improve the game time atmosphere. In an effort to do so, Broyles reached out to former player David Basil.
And of course, David, being a former player, said the first thing he wanted was a real, actual Razorback mascot, because when he played, what they'd do is they'd go out to the university farm and pick up a red Duroc, which is the only hog that's red. But it's not a Razorback. And bring it in, and Duroc has large floppy ears, kind of like a bloodhound, which always gives you the perception of laziness. And David always said he looked like a lazy hog laying there, but I mean, that's just the way they looked. So I was president of the Arkansas Pork Producers Association at the time, so David contacted me and says, I need to find a authentic Razorback hog, could you help me? And he said he had contacted the New York Zoo and the San Diego Zoo, and they couldn't find them. And a real good friend of mine was director of livestock and poultry called Dr. Starkey, and I called him, and he knew a guy in Greenbrier that had two perfect ones. So we actually found them here in our backyards.
Initially, the hogs were housed at the Little Rock Zoo. After 5 or 6 years, Keith says the zoo hired a new director who wanted to go a different direction, and they needed to find a home for the one hog that was still living. At this point, the university wanted to start a breeding program. The hog was moved to a Tyson experimental station in northwest Arkansas, and the breeding program began. Tusk 1 was selected in 1997 and served as the Razorback mascot for 8 years. Tusk 2 took over for his father in 2004. Tusk 4 is the current mascot, and he entered his first full season in 2011 after debuting at the 2011 All-State Sugar Bowl. He follows his uncle, Tusk 3, who is retired, and both of the animals still reside on the Stokes farm. Keith says this is the 8th year he's had the boars on site. After closing his own hog farm, the opportunity arose for the mascots to move to the Stokes farm, where Keith could care for them every day. According to the Encyclopedia of Arkansas, Razorbacks are wild boars who earned their name because of their high, hair-covered backbone and ill-mannered temper. The true wild boar, also called the European or Russian boar, is not native to the United States. Christopher Columbus introduced their domesticated ancestors to America in 1493. Domestic swine arrived in Arkansas with the first settlers. Several escaped and bred with their wild counterparts and became what we now call wild boars. The Razorback name came to the University of Arkansas after then-football coach Hugo Bezdek said his team played like a wild band of Razorback hogs during a victory over LSU in 1909. The nickname became increasingly popular, and the student body voted to change the official university mascot from the Cardinal to the Razorbacks in 1910. To get to Tusk 4's 8,000-square-foot barn, you can ride an ATV across the Stokes land. After driving across the farm and passing through a gate, you'll come upon the mascot's heated and cooled indoor home. Parked outside is the familiar red trailer you often see him in during public appearances. The 20-year-old custom-built trailer is 20 feet by 8 feet, and while it has no official name, Keith refers to it as the Tusk Taxi. Tusk's living area can be heated or cooled depending on the weather, and it also has a camera, so Keith, as well as his wife, son, or daughter, can watch the hog while they're driving down the road. It's equipped with a public address system, which can be used while the Spirit Squad rides atop the trailer during special events. At night, Keith says they can put up a tent over the top of the trailer where he and his family can sleep, so Tusk is never left alone when he's away from the farm.
He knows when he's in that trailer, nothing bad is going to happen to him. because, you know, and that makes the whole process much easier. He knows when he gets in that trailer, I'm going to get snacks, I'm going to get treats, I'm going to get attention, I'm going to get my belly rubbed. Let me in there. He is ready to go. But, the you know, all it takes is one person to mistreat him inside that trailer, and you're going to lose that trust. You're going to lose all that you've built up. So at all times, he's never alone. There's someone of my family with him at all times when he's in that trailer. But it's you just open the gate and say, come on, and he's in it. He is ready to go. He loves it. I mean, he loves it. He loves the attention. He knows, like I said, he knows all the good things are going to happen to him. He knows nothing bad is going to happen, so he is ready to go.
Tusk 4 and his uncle are kept in separate pens because Keith says males can be aggressive with one another. A typical day for Keith consists of releasing one of the hogs into their 10,000 square foot outdoor pen before heading to work at Bibler Brothers Lumber Company. In the afternoon, he switches the boars from outdoors to indoors, feeds and cleans, and at night he locks them up. Tusk is typically fed about 5 pounds of food, which consists of corn and swine finisher. Tusk's indoor pen is comprised of concrete walls that are about 4 feet high. He looks like an overgrown puppy, pacing back and forth, looking for attention or perhaps just food. He frequently jumps up on one of the wooden doors in front of each pen and chews on it. This results in replacing the doors annually.
Come here. Come here. Get up here. Get up here.
Says Tusk likes for people to pet him, and when you do run your hand along his hair, it's hard to say what's more surprising, that his thick black hair is so coarse, or that his ears are so soft. His uncle likes to have his belly rubbed and will roll over on his side while Keith obligingly jumps into his pen. Tusk 4 will be 4 years old in February, and Keith says he's about 20 in people years. Keith says you can judge a hog's lifespan based on his size. The bigger he is, the shorter his lifespan. During game week, Tusk will get washed and loaded into the trailer to make the 2-hour drive to Fayetteville for Friday night festivities. Following that, Keith and family will return home and rest. On game day, he and his family head north once again, and it is quite the ordeal.
I've always told people, if you've ever wondered what it's like traveling with a rock star, just take a little trip with us. It is an amazing trip. A lot of people, when they first find out, they say, well, why is the mascot at the Fayetteville at the university? And which is a good question. But actually, and that was a concern when we first thought about bringing him down here. You know, wouldn't it be better for him to be up there? But actually, we get more exposure. He gets more exposure, and the university gets more exposure being down here with the travel up. We have what we call gas station pep rallies. We have a sound system on the trailer, so we can... Anytime we can pull in, hit a switch, we've got an instant pep rally. We've got the fight song playing. We got people pumped up. So we have people waiting for us at the gas station. Some people like to follow us up on game day. So it's a pretty unique experience.
Tusk can be found at football games played in Fayetteville and Little Rock, as well as any bowl games. He also makes appearances at other sporting events like basketball games, although those are less frequent because they're often scheduled for weeknights, and Keith and his wife both have full-time jobs. Tusk is definitely a fan favorite, and he can even give autographs. Keith was inspired by participants in the Burles Kids program, who often have their shirts signed by cheerleaders and players. Keith decided Tusk should be able to do the same, so they made a stamp of his right hoof. Fans' dedication to the Razorbacks is inspiring to Keith. For example, during a trip to Dallas, Keith says he was getting fuel when he was approached by a couple he could tell was moving based on their packed truck.
Oh, we got to get a picture. My grandpa was a graduate. He graduated class of 1948 or something. And if he knew we saw this and couldn't get a picture to us, we'd go crazy. So I started talking to him. I said, what? He said, well, they were from Baylor. And they had just gotten a job in North Carolina, and they were relocating to North Carolina. And we're going the opposite way. North Carolina's east. We were going west. I said, guys, y'all going the wrong way. North Carolina's that way. He said, oh, no. He said, we met y'all on the interstate an hour ago. And we pulled over, and we've been following you for an hour, hoping that you would pull over. And I said, so you're going 2 hours, because it's an hour to here. And that's going to be an hour to make up that time. He said, you don't understand. He said, my grandpa would kill me if I didn't know, if I seen this and didn't get a picture. And I mean, I just couldn't believe it that they they went 2 hours out of their way just to do that. So it's little stuff like that that we do it.
Keith is also in awe of the university's commitment to the program, which he says is exemplified through the Tusk Fund. In the fall of 2008, the University of Arkansas Athletics Department, in conjunction with Razorback Sports Properties, established the fund to assist in the maintenance and upkeep of the university's live mascot. Though Keith spends much of his time with one of the most recognizable mascots in the country, he is nothing but humble about his duties.
A lady at church asked me one time, she said, "Hey, so I want to know what it feels like pulling a stadium, have 75,000 people screaming at you." And I said, "Well, I don't know, because the first thing you got to remember is they're not screaming for you. I could fall off the face of the earth tomorrow. Ain't nobody know it. It's all about what's in that trailer in the back." And that's the way we want it. I would love for people to say, "You know what? I don't know who takes care of him, but they do a good job." And that's what I don't want. You know, it's not about us. It's not about the Stokes. We don't care if nobody even knows our name, because it's not about us. It's all about him back there.
For more information on Tusk, you can visit facebook.com/tusk.mascot.
Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda filed that report for a daily edition of Ozarks at Large last week.
And she will be hosting tomorrow's daily edition of Ozarks at Large at noon.
She will. She'll be here solo.